Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, tattoo artists, and of course, the Ladies of Metal models, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show, hosted by Gwen Anastasia.
Welcome back to the Ladies of Metal Show. I'm Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia. Joining me today from Australia is Andy Marsh, guitarist in Thy Art Is Murder. If you heard my interview with Pat from Fit for an Autopsy, we learned that these bands were on tour together in the States back in March. They played one show and the tour was canceled due to the pandemic. So I wanted to find out the magnitude of canceling an entire tour. Financially and mentally, how Andy has time to not only slay at guitar, but he's also the tour manager, and he manages Aversion's Crown, who was also on that tour. And I'll have Mick from that band on the show in a few weeks, pretty stoked on that. Andy and I also go over the Jersey-Philly feud, if that's what you want to call it, and if nothing else, we get to hear Andy's cool-ass accent for a bit. So, here we go. Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Cool, I'm good. Did you, like, just wake up?
About 20 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, because I saw you're, like, calling from the future.
I am. So, yeah, I'm 14 hours ahead of you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how's the future?
The future is okay. The weather is okay.
Cool.
It's one day closer to all of this being over, so it's a little bit better than it is for you. Where
yes.
On the East Coast are you guys?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Oh, well. It's fucking crazy up there, so...
It kind of is. With our proximity to New York City, it's like, I don't know, kind of amplified, I guess. But how are things in Australia? Is it different than what you've seen, like, maybe online? Or, like, are you guys still in quarantine, I guess?
Yeah, we'll be in quarantine for at least another, I think, until August.
Until August?
At this point. Until August, and then they'll be reassessing.
Wow.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it extends for at least another 12 months.
Do you have to wear masks and stuff, like, anywhere you go?
It's not mandated, but it is encouraged.
Okay.
We also have stay-in-place orders, so you're allowed to go outside for only essential reasons, like medical emergencies, exercise, and acquiring necessary provisions like food and beverages.
That's crazy. I guess you know how long this is maybe going on for, at like, kind of, but we have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, the president makes it really fucking tricky, doesn't he?
Yeah, in more ways than one, but yes.
So that is tough, and I think the culture of American entitlement, freedom, and impatience is fucking complicating things big time. But I'm friends with, obviously, predominantly American folks.
Sure.
I've worked out of the States for the last decade and resided over there for quite a long time. And so many of them have a warped perception of what is going on. They think this is all going to be over in a couple of weeks.
Yes. No, seriously. People are like, oh, we're going to be back to work in a month. Like, no, you're not. Well, I mean, thanks for calling all the way from Australia. I'm, like, kind of sad because I was trying to catch you guys at the Philly show that you did with Fit for an Autopsy, and then the tour got canceled.
I know. That was at the TLA. That was the night that I canceled it. It was also the first night of the tour. It was also the last night of the tour.
Yeah, so that's why I was so upset that I couldn't make it. It was my last night of work before, like, my work got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
So I was really upset.
The mayor of Philly or the governor at 5 p.m. like made the statement that he was locking everything down.
Yeah, that is so crazy.
Yeah, I remember.
Did you guys get to finish that show?
Yeah, we played the show. We figured that there was no way they were going to be able to police everything like immediately.
Right.
And doors were opening at, I don't know, 5:30 or 6. So we just continued on and waited for them to shut us down, and they never did.
But that sucks. Yeah. I mean, you're one show in, you're probably, like, so stoked, and everything's planned out for a couple weeks, and then you guys just flew back to Australia?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I was changing the flights while we were on stage playing.
Isn't that horrible? I mean, it's like so many bands were affected by this and cancellations and postponements and reschedules and everything. But like, how is that going to affect this scene for like even the next like couple years? Because you can't reschedule everything.
Oh, yeah. I got no fucking idea how it...
Yeah. Like, what is this going to do?
You think this is a deathcore tour with small to medium sized metal bands?
Mm-hmm.
And the total, like, I don't know, the total financial burden across everyone would have been over $1 million.
Holy crap. You got to factor in,
well, there was seven bands because we had a rotating lineup. Un Mazir had to return to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got five bands on the tour, but there were seven bands total. You've got all the booking agents, all the managers, all the bands, all the merch companies, all the band members, all the venues, all the promoters, all the staff. Think about all of the people who lost work for 5 weeks. It's pretty fucking bananas.
Yeah, it's so extensive. It's not just, and I don't think people think about it like that, like fan wise. Like,
don't. Carnifex went out and said that they lost $250,000, and no one believed them.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
and fans are just, sorry to say, like, so disconnected from the idea that a band has to be. They're like, that's bullshit. You guys should go out and play for free anyway. I'm like,
no.
Assholes. I'm like, poor Carnifex got screwed, you know?
Yeah, that's horrible. Well, I guess since the band's schedule is kind of like up in the air slash very different than you guys were planning for this year, does the time off give you time to like write or record, or like what basically, like, what are you doing while everything's on hold?
Mostly I sit in bed for about 16 hours a day and then I fall back asleep.
that's pretty standard, I think.
But no, you're absolutely right. I mean, on the first week, my wife said, oh, well, at least you can write the next 5 albums or something.
Right.
So then I went on Twitter and I said, I guess it's time to write the next 5 albums. And hundreds of people liked it, and I haven't written anything, so... guilt is a pretty good motivator, I guess. So I should probably start writing, because, I mean, honestly, I think at best I'm going to have about 7 months forced time off, so...
You've been channeling your creativity in the kitchen.
Yes, I've been channeling my creativity in the kitchen, she says.
Oh, you're doing some cooking?
Yeah, a lot of cooking.
That's cool. Is that like a hobby?
I suppose so.
Yeah. What's like...
It's how I paid my way through college.
Oh, that's very cool.
Was cooking, so it was like a fallback career, I guess.
Okay. Human Target came out last summer. So would you guys be kind of going into like a writing period this year anyway? Or would you still be kind of like touring hardcore this year?
We would basically have toured until July.
Yeah.
And then we would have had 2 or 3 months off, and then we would have toured through the fall through till the end of spring, and then had looked to have an album for next fall, I imagine, 2021. I mean, like a lot of people in the industry, we're not really trying to move forward through this because there is so much uncertainty.
Right.
Everything's kind of been treated as a pause, so... whilst it is a great opportunity to spend a lot of time planning our return and writing and whatnot, the album was our most successful album to date, and I think it still deserves to be represented on the live circuit. You know, we only got to do a headline tour of Europe one time for like 3.5 weeks, so we still have to tour the record in the United States, we still have to tour the record in Australia, so I think those will be the first ports of call when we get back to business. And then we can think about doing a new record, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think that's important to give the record the time it deserves in a live...
Absolutely. Just because this bloody virus has fucked us around doesn't mean we should stop playing it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's really great to hear. And I did see online that the Australian leg of the Human Target tour should have been coming up in May, so...
Yep.
That stinks, because I was like, oh, maybe they'll be able to play that. But if you're in shelter in place until at least August, that's definitely not happening.
No, absolutely not. I mean, even December is optimistic, and that's the third time that I've rerouted the tour. So,
wow.
I mean, we're going to go ahead with full confidence that things should be close to back to normal by then. But I wouldn't be surprised if it gets moved again.
Wow. That's insane. And do you usually, like, tour manage most of the band's tours?
I manage the entirety of the band and its business, so...
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a bit of work. But yeah. Now I'm on vacation, so it's pretty fucking sick.
Well, yeah. It's... I don't know. I'm kind of, like, enjoying the time off a little bit, because I'm running around working and, like... I don't know. It's been kind of nice. Like, I've been productive, but, like, in a different way, I guess, than normal.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely more relaxing, a lot more opportunity to kind of sit down and think and right. take a breath rather than just being in the trenches and doing it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think about other things to do in the next, not like immediately, like these knee-jerk reactions, but what can I craft deliberately to kind of deliver to fans in this big break?
Yeah, that's smart.
So, you know. Hopefully we'll see some things start to roll out in a few months.
Yeah, that would be great.
We got all the time in the world, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, we do. Do you, other than, I guess, touring and trying to figure everything out with the band, do you have something in mind that you're going to do when you're allowed out?
Out of my house, go to a restaurant and a bar.
Yeah! Dude, I miss eating out so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I like cooking, so I'm not, like, too affected in the quality of the food that I'm consuming.
Uh-huh.
Whereas some people aren't good at cooking, so the only good food they get to eat is when they go out, and I feel bad for them.
Right.
But the experience of going out for a drink and a dinner is probably my favorite pastime. Some people like to go to the movies. Some people like to go on a hike. I like to go to bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do.
I just love food, so if someone else is going to make it for me, that's, like, my idea of a fun night. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so I definitely miss that.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, we got into Philly about lunchtime on the Wednesday or Thursday, the day of the only show of the tour.
Yes.
And South Philly Barbacoa, which is one of my favorite food places in the world, wasn't open that day. And I had been planning to be on a diet for the duration of the tour.
Uh-huh.
I've been on a diet on the European tour, and I was taking breaks in between tours because... most of my time is spent touring, so if I diet on tour and don't diet off tour, that's a pretty good balance.
Yeah.
I feel like. So I didn't eat anything the whole fucking day that I was in Philly, and then during the show, the tour got cancelled by me, and I said, fuck this, I'm going to go to Jim's Cheesesteaks, which is across the street from the TLA.
Yes, it is.
I walked over at 11:58 p.m. and they closed their doors.
Wait, so you didn't get one?
Eat anything. No, I didn't get one.
Oh,
so
my God.
I ate nothing. It was god-awful.
Oh, my God. The worst day ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. Yeah, that was, like, March 12th.
Yep. And
not
then I got
day.
Back to Australia and it was all locked down, so
yep.
Game over.
Oh, God, that's terrible. I saw that when I was, like, getting ready to call you that you have, like, a New Jersey area code phone number.
Respect. 201 North Jersey.
Yeah. So did you... Is that where you lived when you... lived here in the States?
Not really, but kind of. It's the only address that I've ever had for, like, more than 2 years.
Okay.
It's still my address. so that's, I don't know. It's just kind of where my life has been based out of for the last decade.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm frequently in New Jersey. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah, I moved over to the States nearly 10 years ago. I started working with Will Putney. Making the Thy Art records. We started a business together. And so, yeah, I've been in and out of New Jersey for that long, and it made sense to have a 201 area code. And in fact, everyone that works for me and everyone that's in the band, I also made them get 201 area codes.
Oh my God.
Because I'm so proud of New Jersey.
Me too. So I live in Philly part-time, and then I live in South Jersey. Part-time.
Oh, don't say Camden. You say, is it Camden?
No, no. Ocean City.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're a fucking brave lady.
Oh, no. Hell no. So I'm like down at the beach.
Nice. Way nicer than Camden. So many people like, yeah, I live in South Jersey. I'm like, you mean Camden? They're like, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Dude, that is like rough. That's like the murder capital of like the United States, probably.
Yeah, it's fucking shit down there.
That is horrible. And like there's a really nice university there. There's like a Rutgers campus. Like who's going there? I just don't I would not do that.
I don't know. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, pass on Camden. So luckily, no, I don't live there, but I bounce back and forth between Philly and Jersey, so that's very cool.
I still say that you're in Philly if you're calling it a pork roll. So,
oh, yeah, the Taylor ham and the pork roll debate, yes.
The Taylor ham side of the fence. If you're on the pork roll side of the fence, I'm calling you a Philly person.
Yeah. Have you been listening to, like, a lot of music at home?
No music. I don't listen to music.
No, not one music.
I mean, not one music.
Not one music.
I listened to Dying Fetus, and I made my wife listen to Dying Fetus for about 10 minutes the other day before we went out, and that was about it.
Well, thank you for making music for us. I mean, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Cool.
I guess I channel all of my musical requirements into music that I make rather than music that I consume.
All right. So, I mean, I can't wait to see what you guys have in store when you come back, like when you're allowed to come back. I'm kind of sad that your shelter in place is until at least August, but maybe December. But yeah, so I guess keep us posted online as much as you can.
Oh, I will be.
All right.
Using our platform to just remind people to be patient, stay at home, stay safe. And if they want to have a look at our stuff, it's all up there for them. If they want to listen to our music, it's all online for them. And once I have plotted the best way to give something to the fans in these tough times, I will deliver it for them.
That sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I really appreciate the call. And
cool beans. Thanks
awesome.
A lot.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So you can find Andy on Instagram at StillUpSoCut. The band is at ThyArtInstagram. And their record, Human Target, came out last summer, so you can check that out via Nuclear Blast. And merch, music, and everything to do with Thy Art Is Murder is up at thyartismurder.net.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal Show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, hosted by the Ladies of Metal Models. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Ladies of Metal.